Attorney Brian Laundrie flew to Florida then back to Utah days later. By Nick Gilbertson on October 6, 2021. Brian Laundrie, 23, flew home to Florida on August 17, just days after his fight with Gabby Petito, 22, and flew back to Utah on August 23, Laundrie's attorney says. Brian flew home to obtain some items and empty and close the storage unit to save money as he and Petito contemplated extending the road trip, Laundrie attorney Stephen Bertolino wrote, according to the New York Post. Laundrie's flight home on August 17 came just days after the fight between Petito and Laundrie, which was captured on body cam footage by police in Moab, Utah, on August 12. In the footage obtained by Fox News, Petito told officers Laundrie had laid his hands on her during the fight between the couple. "Well, he, like, grabbed me with his nail, and I guess that's why it looks. I definitely have a cut right here," she said. "I can feel it. When I touch it, it burns," Petito told officers. After nearly a week, Laundrie flew back to Utah to rejoin Gabby on August 23, according to New York 4. On August 19, Petito posted an image to Instagram that appears to show Laundrie with her, but it is now known when the photograph was captured. "To my knowledge, Brian and Gabby paid for the flights, as they were sharing expenses," Bertolino wrote, according to the New York Post. Witness reports suggest Petito and Laundrie dined at a Wyoming restaurant on August 27, according to the New York Post. On September 1, Laundrie returned to his parents' home in Northport, Florida, alone and with Gabby's van, the Post reports. Just days later, the family went camping on September 6 and September 7 at Fort DeSoto Park in Pinellas County, Florida, according to Laundrie's attorney. Laundrie was reported missing soon thereafter on September 17. His parents say he went hiking 3 days earlier, on September 14, at the Carlton Reserve in Florida. On September 11, Petito was reported missing by her family. The remains of Gabby Petito were discovered on September 19 at the Bridger Teton National Forest in Wyoming. Teton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue's initial determination of the cause of Petito's death was homicide, according to Breitbart News. Final autopsy results have not yet been released.